to his cave. I was just a way for me to escape. I couldn't remember the last time I sailed in peace. This horizon without land recalled all the unpleasant memories many moons ago. I traded everything I had. Not everything, because I just have very few things. Unlike Marnie, who just came back home, building her new mansion after years of sweating in Hong Kong. Moving, I wish that yesteryears could be a start of my new life, curing my family of a trap called poverty, putting food on the table for my overseas. I even sacrificed numerous chances as witnessing the very first step of my son earthing. How did I still packed my bags for the sake of having money so he could have a better life than me? Misery. The dawn of tragedy occurred since I left home. A man in a uniform forced me to trust him, escorting me to an unknown place that was not in my plan. It was not Hong Kong, even when I was not really aware of how it's supposed to be. But I realized that possessed by fairy just hasty, and that this is not a dreamland. This is not my dreamland that can help me to live like Marnie.